Das Chazor ist echt nicht über Ches und Schag, remember, wir können uns sagen, das sollte darf sein. Sagt der Mishnah, what's the process that's done after the wife ignored the warning and secluded with the man? Sagt der Mishnah, the husband takes it to the bezin of his own locale. They give him two Talmid Chacham to accompany them to Yerushalayim so that he be prevented from having beer with her on the way. Rabbi Yehuda says that the husband is trusted not to have beer with her, and therefore no one sent along with them. Fact the Gemara. The Mishnah says that two people accompany them, which makes for a total of three men, meaning the husband and the two Shluchim that go along with them and one woman. This seems to support Rav, who says that two men are trusted with a woman with regard to Lachas of Yichud only in a city, but outside the city, a woman may only be alone with three men, because if there are only two men and one of them have to go to the bathroom, that will mean that there's one man left with the woman, and therefore you need three. So at all times, always at least two men with the woman. So no, this is not a support of Rav. It may be that two men generally are enough. However, in this case, we need two men besides the husband so that they can be witnesses against the husband if he has bia with his wife. They're not there for purposes of yichud, they're there for purposes of being edim. Fact Gemara, the Mishnah says that he needs two talmidei chachamim to escort him. This seems to support Rav's other statement that two men are sufficient for purposes of yichud only if they are decent men, but if they are immoral men, even 10 men with one woman will be a problem of yichud. Where it says the Mishnah does not support this statement. It may be that the only reason talmidei chachamim have to be sent in the case of the Mishnah is because we need to send people who know how to warn him to prevent him from having beer with his wife. Again, it's not a question of yichud, it's a question of being able to having the proper knowledge and know how to warn. Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda Amir Bala v'chulu. A Braisa explains Rabbi Yehuda believes the husband based on a kal v'chomer. If he's believed not to have beer with his wife when she's a nida, which carries the karis penalty, then surely he can be believed regarding soita, where it only carries a lav. The Rabbanan say the exact opposite is true. Since nida carries the karis penalty, that's why he's afraid and we can trust him not to have beer. However, since soita is only a lav, he can't be trusted. Fakim, another Braisa says that Rabbi Yehuda actually bases his opinion on the pasuk of the hevi ho ish es ishtoy, and not based on a kal v'chomer. The more I said, Echanami. Initially, he based it on the kal v'chomer. When this was refuted by the Rabbanan in the Braisa, like we said, then he found the source from the pasuk. Zok the next Mishnah, they would bring the woman to Yerushalayim and the Sanhedrin would scare her to try and get her to admit her guilt in the same way that they would scare witnesses in capital trials. They say to her, my daughter, Biti, wine causes many bad things. Lightheartedness causes many bad things. Immaturity causes many bad things. And bad neighbors cause many bad things. Act for the sake of Hashem's great name and admit your guilt so that the Abish's name not be erased by the waters. They then tell her things that she doesn't even deserve to hear. We'll see in the Gemara, they tell her how earlier Tzadikim would admit their guilt. If she admits her guilt, she writes a receipt for her ksuba, gets divorced. If she continues to claim innocence, they take her up to the Mizrach gate, which is opposite the Nikner gate, Shar Nikner, which is where they give the Saita to drink, and it's the same place where they make Tar, the woman who have given birth, and the same place where they make Tar, the Mitzairis. Mishnah continues. A Kohen then grabs her shirt at the neckline and pulls it. If it rips slightly, so be it. If it rips a lot, so be it. He continues ripping until her chest is uncovered. He then uncovers and unbraids her hair. Rabbi Yehuda says if her chest was attractive, they would not uncover it. If her hair was attractive, they would not uncover and unbraid it. Mishnah continues. If she was dressed in white, the Kohen then dresses her in black. If she was wearing gold jewelry, they removed to make her seem ugly. They then brought rope and tied her clothing above her chest so that their clothing should not fall down. Whoever would want to come and watch this process was welcome to come, except for her slaves and maidservants, because they would embolden her with confidence to withstand the pressure to admit her guilt. All women may come and watch so that they learn a lesson, like it says in the pasuk, that the lesson is never to act like this woman acted. How do we know that she has to be taken to the Bez Nagadol, the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim? So Chia Bar Gamda, the name of Yosi, the son of Rav Chanina, said, we learn Xavier Shav on the word Torah that teaches that the Bezin of 71 must be involved. Mishnah said, "Uma'ayim in olei avuchulu." In fact, our Braisa says, just as we push her to admit, we also push her to drink the waters, and we say to her, "If you're sure, if you're certain that of your innocence, then you should stick to it and drink the waters, because you have nothing to fear if you're innocent." But our Mishnah says we only discourage her from drinking, we don't encourage her to drink. And fit the Gemara, our Mishnah is discussing before the name of Hashem was erased, in which case we discourage her so that the name not be erased. The Braisa is discussing once it was already erased, in which case we encourage her to drink the waters that she should not remain usher to her husband. The Mishnah said, "Va'ayim lefanei avuchulu." A Braisa explains they would tell her stories from the Torah. They would tell her that Yehuda owned up to his Avera and was there for Zoychet Olam Haba. And the same was with Reuven. He also owned up to his Avera and got Olam Haba. And they both received rewards in Olam Hazeh as well. We learn from a drasha of Pesukim that they admitted their sins, and based on that, they got the Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. So anyway, you should do the same. Fact number, though, on the side, Yehuda had to publicly admit his sin so that Tamar not be killed, but why did Reuven have to publicly admit his sin? We actually learn it's not a good thing to publicly admit your sin. From Rav Sheshe says that it's not a good thing to publicly admit your sin. And he did so just so that Yaakov should not suspect any of the other brothers to have been involved in that story with moving Yaakov's bed into Leah's tent. The Mishnah said if she says im amra temeyani v'chulu, she writes a receipt for her ksuba. In fact, we see from here that we allow for the writing of a receipt of an obligation rather than requiring that the actual document be returned. Abaye said the Mishnah should be read. She tears up the ksuba. Rava said, but the Mishnah specifically says she writes a receipt. Rava said the Mishnah is discussing a place where the custom was not to write a ksuba document. Therefore, the only way to prevent collection is to write a receipt. The Mishnah said v'im amra tohirani malanoy solishare mizrach. How can the Mishnah say that we take her up to the shari mizrach? She was already there by the Sanhedrin who are by the shari mizrach. So what if we take her up now? She's there a whole time. Everything where they would take her, because when she was by the Sanhedrin, they would take her down the higher bodies and back up to tire her out and confuse her so that it would help to get her to confess her sin and obviate the need to erase the name of Hashem. We find in the Braiser, Hashem Elazar says that we move around the witnesses to a capital case for the same reason, to unsettle them and hope that they will attract the testimony if it was untruthful, so that the same thing was happening over here. That's what means we bring her back up to the Shire Mizrach, because that we had been walking her around to tire her out and to confuse her.